You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Kyle Grant is the founder of Oxwash, an Oxford-based business he says is the world's first truly sustainable laundry company. As you'll hear, Kyle felt compelled to create a sustainable model for the laundry industry during his time as a PhD student. He was tired of the washing machines being broken at his college, so with a bike and a backpack, created an on-demand business for fellow students. From humble beginnings in 2017, the company has grown to 11 full-time staff. Recently, they announced a £1.4 million investment to help them expand the model, including to London later this year. Serving individuals and businesses, the company uses cutting-edge technology to use lower temperatures, reduce water consumption, and filter out microfibers to prevent plastic pollution. And they use electric bikes to go from A to B. During the current pandemic, Oxwash has been providing a vital service for businesses and health practitioners, while showing the community a more environmentally friendly process for cleaning and disinfecting laundry. Here's Kyle now with the story of Oxwash.
So we're kind of like a space-age laundry, dry cleaning, textile service in two main prongs. One is serving individual customers like yourself and I with our daily, weekly laundry needs, whether that's your bed sheets, towels, things like that, or possibly more kind of dry cleaning, wet cleaning items such as your suit, dresses, blouses, curtains, things like that. And then on the other side, we serve businesses such as hotel chains, NHS GP practices. We do a lot of work in scientific laboratories with lab coats and stuff like that, as well as small businesses like cafes, restaurants and bars. And we basically will set up what we call lagoons, which are our like hyper advanced laundry hubs in cities that have high densities of our customers like London, Oxford, Cambridge. And then we use electric cargo bikes to be able to go from where we wash items to the customer to collect the items and back again. And that means that we don't get stuck in traffic, we don't have any emissions, and we're about 85% more efficient than if we use internal combustion vehicles like cars, vans, trucks and lorries and things like that. We have a massive focus on the technology of washing at very cold temperatures using very advanced sterilization techniques, and also chemistry that's formulated specifically for us. So it's a real, real wholesale approach to washing. And we have an enormous focus on a really frictionless experience for our customers, coupled with an incredibly sustainable angle on how you actually wash items. Not only the energy, CO2, water and pollution that we want to minimize, but also increasing the longevity and quality of the items that we're washing to make sure that the items last longer and you don't have to buy them again and again and again. So we're just trying to attack the problem from multiple angles and make sure that washing is not polluting in any way. To paint this picture, it's probably best to say what the norm is. The kind of main processes that these large players use consume large amounts of water that you should be drinking, not washing with, and they use harsh chemicals that then get flushed down the drain, as well as enormous amounts of energy to heat water to high temperatures, and also then loads and loads of microfibers that basically come off textiles, go down the drain, into watercourses, back up the food chain into us. And it's become very, very prevalent that this is a huge problem that we don't really know much about in terms of our health, but also plastic pollution. So our model is very different. We hyper-localize our processing hubs next to the customer, and we have very short distances to travel between where our customers are and where the items actually get washed, which means not only is it more agile and more flexible for us to get to our customers, but also it's quicker in terms of the time that it takes for those customers to get their items back. Now, we've attacked the processing of laundry from several different angles. We only wash, if we can, at 20 degrees or less. We use ozone sterilization to actually remove bacteria and microorganisms from the washing. And as well as that, we power the whole kind of system by renewables, mainly solar, and only use a very, very small amount of kind of natural gas to heat things. So we're trying to attack the process from all sorts of angles. We've also developed filters which allow us to remove those microfibers from the wash at the same time as reusing the water that we use for the actual wash cycle itself. before COVID-19, we were progressing quite nicely. We've had to take a bit of a pause on that because with the new advent of this unknown, you know, contagion, this coronavirus envelope virus, we've had to change our processing to meet NHS guidelines, whilst at the same time test our existing low temperature washing for its efficacy at rising and sanitizing laundry and getting rid of the virus. So hopefully in the next month or two, we'll be able to go back towards attacking our net zero emission target with the green tick that we are actually removing these pathogenic molecules using the lower temperatures. We know we can do it with high temperatures, but that's quite energy consuming. On a macro level, the UK has gone into an enormous and quite unprecedented lockdown. So the majority of our individual customers are at home, able to do the laundry themselves because they have washing machines and time on their hands and don't need to, you know, wash suits and things. And then obviously all the businesses that we serve for the most part are in kind of cold storage waiting for the lockdown to lift. So we've seen a massive reduction in those two categories. But then reciprocally in scientific markets, as well as healthcare, we've seen a large increase. So we're actually, as of yesterday, washing the scrubs and uniforms of the awesome frontline staff, the study doctors and nurses of the first vaccine trial, which actually is up the road from where we're based. And also myself and Tom, my COO, are both participating in the vaccine trial as well. So we're very proud to support that awesome effort that the guys at the NHS and the Oxford University team are pushing forwards with. There are some markets that are not going away that we're seeing a large amount of interest and growth within. And that's, like I've said, healthcare in not only NHS and primary secondary care, but also care homes and also the private sector, but also construction, public service, all this kind of stuff. So we're actually quite passionate about, you know, moving into London rapidly to support those sectors that we actually think may be struggling, because we're in a very lucky circumstance with having a good cash balance in the bank, as well as an absolutely lethal rockstar team that's very agile and, you know, ready to help our customers as and when necessary. So we're likely going to move into London probably even slightly quicker than we anticipated, given the current timeline, which is great. And we can help serve customers there from Oxford and Cambridge using electric vans, which would be super cool. We had an absolutely amazing amount of support from the Oxford Foundry, which is a University of Oxford pseudo department. It's almost like an entrepreneurial hub. It's two phases. One is a space for students to kind of co-work and collaborate on projects and upskill themselves and everything from building a business to AI and everything in between, but also the accelerator called Elevate, which we participated in a year and a half ago. It was fantastic. We met a lot of our business mentors and investors as part of that program. So those kind of programs that are run by universities and their business schools specifically are absolutely phenomenal at just accelerating businesses and providing support as and when necessary. I couldn't thank them enough for that. They were essential to our growth to date. I was an institutionalized little white rabbit in the headlights when I started the business. Literally started the business in the final year of my PhD. So did the write-up of my PhD and started the business and started growing it at the same time, which was pretty crazy. We started out in a shipping container with a spray-painted delivery backpack. Now we're somewhat slightly bigger than that, which is awesome. And yeah, it was just an enormous learning curve. You've just got to dive in and kind of just solve problems, prioritize, solve problems, move on, learn. Don't really look back at mistakes because you'll make thousands. Just learn and execute and carry on. One of my kind of most proud things is, you know, assembling a team that you can really rely on and trust, and we just all execute so well together. It's an awesome culture. And I think it's critical in any early business to get the first, you know, 5 to 10 hires absolutely right and then move on and grow the team from there. It's something that I kind of learnt retrospectively, but is very, very prominent in my mind for advice for anybody else moving forwards in the future. The day we set up the first lagoon in Oxford, we had a call from the London Marathon to wash 1,200 of their marathon runners' capes. So these were a prototype design to replace the foil capes that you see runners using to maintain their body temperature. They actually wanted to get rid of those because they're single use and very, very polluting, and switched to a kind of fleece-lined waterproof cape. So we washed those and collected all the microfibers that came off the capes for them and washed 1,500 of those, I think it was, in the end. That was super cool and definitely my favorite thing we've washed to date.
Kyle Grant, the founder of Oxwash. My thanks to Kyle for sharing his story and to Will Higginbotham, who conducted the interview. Thanks as well to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.